Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled Righteous Thoughts and Righteous Actions Changed the Environment, by a DAFA practitioner from Northeast China.
China Fahui, Righteous Thoughts and Righteous Actions Changed the Environment, by a DAFA practitioner from Northeast China. Greetings, esteemed master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I started practicing Falun Gong in 1997 and became a new person. I had previously suffered from stomach pain, kidney inflammation, and severe wrist pain. I also had a poor disposition. My illnesses have since disappeared, and I am now a kinder and more peaceful person. My mother-in-law praised Falun Dafa after seeing the changes in me. I went through many tribulations during the past 16 years of cultivation. I am very fortunate to have Master's compassionate protection and am grateful for his boundless benevolence. During my tribulations, I validated the extraordinary nature and magnificence of being a DAFA practitioner. I would like to share the following with fellow practitioners. Witnessing the magnificence of DAFA after acquiring the Fa. Due to a shortage of Master's Fa lecture audio tapes, I was only able to listen to a partial lecture of Master's Fa when I was first introduced to Falun Dafa. Yet it told me all I needed to know, that Dafa was miraculous and profound. I knew this was a superior cultivation method that asks people to be good and follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. After I began cultivating, Master quickly purified my body, during which time I felt seriously ill and lacked strength. But I knew Master was helping me. I slept a lot, and when I woke up, I felt like a totally different person. I felt that Master had given energy to my body, and soon after that, while meditating, I floated up to the ceiling. I also saw many beings surrounding me. They wanted to know who taught me to cultivate. I told them that it was Master Li. I became excited and even laughed out loud, which caused me to fall. It was the attachment of complacency. Once while sleeping, I floated up, blanket and all. After I became aware of this, I thought I should stop and immediately came down. I felt electricity in my hands, and anyone who touched me felt it. Sometimes we even saw sparks. This lasted for several days. I once went to visit my mother. She lives in an apartment complex for single women. She has a different key for each of the rooms. While opening a door, she could not get any of the keys to work. I randomly chose one of the keys and it opened the door. This sparked her curiosity, and she asked me to try other doors as well. For each door, I was able to randomly choose a key and open it. My mother was impressed and felt that Dafa was supernatural. Master was surely encouraging me. Belief in Master and the Fa while being tested. I wanted to take an old bicycle from my mother's warehouse to ride to group practice. While getting it out, I stepped on a board that had nails sticking up. One of the nails penetrated my foot and I screamed in pain. The nail had stuck into the arch of my foot, a very sensitive place. My mother and husband rushed to me and they pulled out the rusty nail. My foot quickly became numb and swollen. They didn't let me even try to walk in that condition. Before sunrise the next day, I walked over 5 kilometers to go to the group practice site. Every step I took felt as if I was stepping on a knife. I walked back home after completing the exercises, and I recited the Fa as I walked. My foot went from yellow to red by afternoon. It turned from hard to soft, and alternated between being painful and numb. My foot completely recovered by the third day. My family all felt it was a miracle. My mother soon gave up her Christian beliefs and started practicing Falun Dafa. My mother also established a practice site in her home. Because I cultivated Falun Dafa, Master saved us, and the Fa displayed miracles to us. I went back to visit my mother after the persecution began on July 20, 1999. Two police officers had come to ransack her home, and they attempted to take away Master's photo. One of the men cursed at the photo. I stood in front of the door and asked Master, "What should I do?" Then Master's Fa came to my mind. Quote, "A magnificent cultivator, on the other hand, is able to let go of his self and even all of his ordinary human thoughts amidst crucial trials." Unquote. Position, From Essentials for Further Advancement 2. I understood that the police did not know the truth and I should help save them. I asked them to read the words on the photo, "Falun Budo Fa." I then told them they would receive retribution for their actions in the future. The police became frightened and admitted to me that they were wrong. They then said, "Please help us to ask for your master's forgiveness. We will speak with our superior about not coming to bother you again." They bowed and apologized and respectfully left, helping people understand the truth to save more sentient beings. Along with other practitioners, I bought some yellow material and painted on it, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," and "Falun Dafa is the righteous Fa," in 2000. My mother helped sew the banners. I was arrested a total of 3 times by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, while speaking to people about Falun Dafa in Beijing. During that period, my son was in a car accident. My family was separated by the CCP, and my mother passed away. During my detention, I sent forth righteous thoughts and went on a hunger strike to protest the persecution. With Master's protection, I walked out of the evil den with righteous thoughts. I noticed a UN currency bill that had a mustache and glasses drawn on Mao's head in 2003. I was mildly amused, but then I had the idea of writing truth-clarifying words on the paper money. I wrote, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, and Falun Dafa is the righteous Fa," on the currency. I then used those bills when I was shopping for groceries. I later asked my brother to do the same. I wondered if this might be against the law, but it could save more sentient beings. I only follow Master and the Fa. Everything I have comes from Master's compassionate protection. I returned to the public bus company to be a bus conductor in late 2003. I often gave my seat to passengers and used that opportunity to talk to people about Falun Dafa and the persecution. During one ride, I could help several people understand Falun Dafa. Every day, my job covered 8 round trips, which was a total of 16 rides. My colleagues and many leaders in the company knew that I practiced Falun Dafa and that I was a good and honest person who never took anything that was not mine, including money from the company. I persuaded many colleagues to withdraw from the CCP and its related organizations. I also cooperated with the practitioners to distribute truth-clarifying materials. We calculated what time my bus would be in and at which station. The practitioner then got on the bus halfway along to distribute copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. I sent forth righteous thoughts on the side. Sometimes the bus stopped at the station, which was the intersection of the 2 routes. Usually, a lot of people got off the bus there, but very few people got on the bus. I used the opportunity to give Minghui Weekly to the passengers who got off. The manager asked me about the truth-clarifying materials that were being distributed. I didn't say I did it. I just smiled and said, "This is something really good. It looks like there are other Falun Gong practitioners in our office. Please let me know who the person is." I knew she would have been concerned for my safety if she knew it was me. I opened a shop in 2006 and used it as an opportunity to inform people about Falun Dafa and the persecution and save more sentient beings. The customers who came to my store were predestined people. Since I had the wish to save sentient beings, Master arranged the path for me. Some customers declared Falun Dafa is good after they learned the truth. Some not only withdrew from the CCP, but also returned with their relatives and friends, who also wished to withdraw. One government official had a stroke, but was able to recover quickly. She was very grateful to Master and understood that the reason she survived was because she understood the truth about Fallen Dafa, and Master saved her. She came to visit me personally to express her gratitude. I once persuaded two middle school students to withdraw from the CCP and its related organizations. A lady entered my shop and asked me if I was a Falun Gong practitioner, to which I responded, yes. The two students saw that I answered quickly and had no fear. They happily withdrew from the CCP's related organizations. The attitude of the lady in my shop improved. She said, "What did you tell my mother and son yesterday?" I smiled and told her that I mentioned to them that her color didn't look good and she appeared uncomfortable. She agreed that she wasn't feeling well, her heart was not healthy, and she suffered from headaches. I asked her whether she was a CCP party member. She confirmed that she was. I spoke to her about Falun Gong and then taught her to recite, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." I also persuaded her to use a nickname to withdraw from the CCP, and she agreed. Within minutes, the coloring in her face improved. She told me that her pain was gone, and she felt energetic. I told her this was her lucky day, and gave her a Falun Dafa book that I happened to have with me that day. I told her it was no ordinary book, and was very precious to me, and asked her to return it after she read it. She agreed and returned the book to me 2 weeks later. She was very happy. Similar things happened to me many times. I was able to get custody of my child, who was given to my ex-husband at the time of our divorce. I took care of her myself. I know she came for the Fa, and I needed to provide a good environment for her. In order to attend group Fa study, I closed my shop every day at 6 p.m. I did not have time for dinner, but brought some bread and milk with me for my daughter. She was just 5 years of age, so I often had to carry her as I walked. Fa study often lasted until 9 p.m., and I carried my sleeping child down 7 sets of steps, walked home, and then up 8 floors to my home. I was not tired, and my body felt light. Even with no dinner, I felt happy and fulfilled. Righteous thoughts and righteous actions can change the environment. The CCP arrested practitioners on a large scale in 2008. The practitioners at the materials production site were harassed, and many were forced to become homeless. A few practitioners came to my home to stay for a while. While protecting the practitioners, I was arrested by the police. During the detention, I did not cooperate with the police. I gave no so-called confession, refused to have my photo taken, went on a hunger strike, practiced the exercises, sang Dafa practitioners' songs, and sent forth righteous thoughts. A month later, I was released. Some practitioners were staying at home to study the Fa due to safety concerns. I heard about an elderly practitioner who had just been released from the detention center and had opened a shop where she worked during the day, but lacked a Fa study group to attend at night. I decided to study the Fa with her. In the winter, the Northeast China's public transportation stopped at 5 p.m. every day. Sometimes at night, there was no public transportation, and I had to walk about 7 bus stops to study the Fa with her. She was very touched. Sometimes we studied until late at night. A miracle then happened. The leader of the public transportation company encouraged drivers to work overtime until 9:30 p.m., so buses were available later in the evening. I usually went to the practitioner's home at 5:30 p.m. and returned at 9:30 p.m., so I was able to take the bus. The practitioner also immediately enlightened that Master encourages practitioners to cultivate diligently. A few practitioners who lived close to her joined the Fa study group with her. I no longer needed to go to her place to encourage her to study the Fa. The late bus schedule was then canceled. When our minds are within the Fa, Master protects and helps us. I made contact with many people while I was clarifying the truth. A lot of people from my local area knew that I practiced Falun Dafa. I always had strong righteous thoughts and had no fear. A few young, single female practitioners from outside the area did not have a place to live and were not attending any group Fa-study sessions, so I arranged a few beds at my home to let them stay and attend the group Fa-study. In my area, the rent for a single person was 150 yuan per month. The practitioners did not want to take advantage of me and stay rent-free, so I collected 100 yuan from each of them. Included in the price, I provided breakfast and dinner. We studied the Fa together at night and practiced the exercises in the morning. We encouraged and helped each other. This went on until they married and moved out 2 to 3 years later. Based on my understanding, everything I have is bestowed by Master. I did what I was supposed to do. I also provided keys to practitioners who needed access to my home. My phone number was posted on the door of my shop, and many of my customers have my phone number. With Master's protection and Dafa's guidance, I had no fear. When a fellow practitioner was getting out of jail, many of us wished to greet her and prevent the 610 office from trying to keep this practitioner any longer. So we sent forth righteous thoughts nearby. We shouted, "Falun Dafa is good," which frightened the evil. My daughter and I held flowers and arrived at the gate of the prison. The shouting of "Falun Dafa is good" lasted until the practitioner held a flower, got in our car, and left the prison safely. The other practitioners then left. This was a battle between good and evil, and I felt like there was righteous energy in every cell of my body. Shouting "Falun Dafa is good" came from deep in my heart and was full of prehistoric aspiration. This displayed the brilliance of our lives during Fa rectification. Thank you, esteemed Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.